question was asked, how are we to understand Aaron's role in the golden calf? If he was left in charge by Moshe, shouldn't he have stepped up to the plate, stood in their way, and just like his nephew Hur was murdered, shouldn't he have stood up, and if they kill him, they kill him? So, I think in order to understand this, we can take a scenario from, let's take two babysitters, okay? A husband and a wife are left babysitting, and the parent tells the babysitters, the couples who's left babysitting, just don't smack the kid. You could tell him what to do, you could cajole him, but don't hit the kid, okay? So it's time to go to bed, and the kid comes out and he starts eating potato chips, and he turns on a tape, and he's dancing around, and the husband and wife are standing there, and the husband walks over to him and says, look, it's time to go to sleep. And the kid says, and who are you? And he says, I'm telling you, it's time to go to sleep. We're the babysitters, you have to go to sleep. And the kid goes, and I'm not. And the father, the husband says, look here, it's time to go to sleep, and you have to go to bed. And the kid says, and I'm not going to go to bed, and what are you going to do about it? So he looks at him and he says, well, do you want me to punish you? Do you want me to spank you? And the kid looks at him and says, you can't spank me. There's nothing you can do to me. So I'm not going to bed. Now what are you going to do? So the husband pulled out his toughest card, and he went head on with the kid, and he lost. And the kid knows he lost. So the wife comes into the room, and the husband sits down dejected. He's got nothing he can do at this point. So the kid knows it. He has him over the barrel. And the wife says to the kid, you want to stay awake? I hear you. That's a great idea. Let's go upstairs and play. Come, we'll play. And the kid says, I don't want to go upstairs. And she says, fine, let's play here. But she starts a game with him. And after she plays that game, she starts another game. And she starts telling him a story. And she takes him up to bed. And then she sits with him telling him a story until he falls asleep. And he's out 35 minutes later, but the kid's out. And it was without a fight. Now, what would you say? Who was right, the husband or the wife? Because the husband came down and said, I'm the babysitter. This is my job. You're supposed to go to bed. And the kid laughed in his face and said, so you're the babysitter and I'm not going to listen to you. So now who was right? Technically, the husband was right. He came with the correct claim, but did he accomplish what he was supposed to?
No.
Now, what would happen if after the husband tried, the wife would come in and say, look here, I don't care. You think I'm not going to spank you? I'm going to spank you right now. Put him over the knee, give him a spank and say, and there's more where that came from. You better get to bed. She'd get fired, never get hired again, maybe have a lawsuit against her, and what? What did she accomplish? Either he would go to bed or he wouldn't go to bed. So the same thing happened with Moshe and with Aaron and Hur. Hur went up there and said, no, you guys are not allowed to do this. So they pulled out their swords and killed him. So did Hur do what he was supposed to do? Technically, he's like the husband who came in and said, go to sleep. And the kid says, no. And he says, but this is my job and you have to do it. So he did his job. Now, Aaron sees what just happened. And Aaron is perfectly willing, at his age, he's 84 years old, he's perfectly willing to step up and say, guys, you're not allowed to do this. But what would happen? They would pull out their swords and kill him. And if they kill him, so they have more blood on their hands. Did he service the Jewish people any? Did he do them any good?
No.
So instead, Aaron says, look, let's deal. You guys want to serve the idol? Fine, it doesn't exactly work that way. Well, we'll bring a sacrifice tomorrow, get together, we'll put it together. And he says, well, we'll make a holiday in honor of Hashem if we're appointing a new leader to represent Hashem here. Let's make a party for Hashem tomorrow. He's pulling them along. He doesn't have an answer. They made a mistake in the count. They counted day one, the day Moshe ascended the mountain. And when Moshe said, I'll be back in 40 days, he meant start counting tomorrow, not today. Today is not day one. So they started the count the day early. They finished counting to 40 and Moshe's not there. They're asking Aaron, where's Moshe? And Aaron doesn't know the answer. They look up and they see the clouds and people are saying, don't you see Moshe being taken there by angels to be buried? And they think they see it. And Aaron doesn't have an answer. Aaron knows they shouldn't be doing idol worship. But Aaron has just seen them kill Hur. So Aaron has a choice now. He could stand up and say, don't. And he can get killed. And then they'll have a greater stain on their plate. or you can try to draw them along in a way that will hopefully detain them long enough to the point where either they'll repent, Hashem will appear on the scene, or Moshe will actually show up. He did the best he could for them. And he knew he was risking his own future. He was doing what was right for the people. You with me? Saying his alternative, he wasn't scared of dying. He was scared what would be with the Jewish people if they will have murdered their Kohen Gadol. And he saw it. What?
He was given the kohuna already at that point in time?
That's a machlokas. It's a good question. The plain reading of the text certainly seems that way, but that's not clear. Make sense? Yeah?
Yeah,
it
makes sense.